Hans Bursley, right opposite me. Good morning, Mr. Bursley. Thank you very much for coming in. Willkommen.
Und, thank you. Good morning.
Dankeschön. I was going to try something in dialect in Zürichtutsch, but I think I better stop there. Unless you want to say something in Zürichtutsch to welcome any listeners from...
Well, I can say guten Morgen miteinander, bonjour tout le monde, buongiorno. And unfortunately, I can't speak the Romansch.
Bundi. I think, and anyway, more of that later. But we're in English today. Thank you very much for coming in. We're going to be speaking about the American Friends of Verbier Festival, of which you are the president. Now, we spoke to Jean-Charles Roguet yesterday, who is the president of the main Friends, and he said that there aren't many different organizations for different countries, but they did set up one for the UK, and they did set up one for America. Why America?
That is right. The American Friends of the Verbier Festival An Academy is a organization which we call a non-profit organization under 501c law, which is charitable gifts are tax deductible to the extent allowed by law. That's to begin with a introduction, as we have a lot of American musicians in our orchestra. I think today we are about 25-30% of our Philharmonic Orchestra who are Americans, coming from all over the States. As you know, we have many very important schools in New York, Juilliard, and so on. And it is for a fact that lots of Americans like to participate in the support of these young musicians. The Academy, of course, is a very important part of our festival, and therefore many American young musicians who participate at the schools in the United States are later on being invited to come to Verbier and participate at the Academy.
So these people all speak to each other, so by word of mouth, Verbier is now very well known in America.
As a matter of fact, Verbier is not only well known, Verbier is, as if you compare it to cars, the Rolls-Royce with a Ferrari engine.
To return to the American Friends of the Festival, I have live in the studio at Salle des Combats, Hans Bursley. What is a Swiss-German doing running the American Friends of the Verbier Festival?
That's a very good question, but it's a very easy answer. The Swiss German lives since 41 years in Geneva, and he is married to an American, a New Yorker, Barbara, and he has been involved in the Verbier Festival for many, many years, not on the committee actually since the beginning. But a couple of years afterwards, I think it's now 14, 15 years that I'm a member of the committee. My daughter, who is married with two grandchildren, is living in New York. And I have been actively involved in this festival and, of course, spent a lot of time in the in the United States, in New York. And I have been asked to join the board of the American Friends, which I have done about 3 or 4 years ago, and somehow I felt we must do more. We must try to get a bigger interest from all the Americans. And I know there are Americans in Switzerland. Don't forget, we have a lot of multinational corporations who are sitting in Geneva and Lausanne, all over Switzerland. But my aim is to be able to contribute more to the Friends. Don't forget, the Friends are very important sponsors of the festival. And I think we could do much more, we could do better. And that is my aim, to be able, together with Americans, and as I said earlier, this is a tax deductible contribution that you can make to contribute more to the well-being of our festival.